to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. Scherzer was good again yesterday, taking on the Yankees. And I don't know if it was afterwards or before.
It was after the game.
It was after the game. Do you see the guys listening to the pitches? Now, no longer you're looking at the catcher. All you're doing is here. You got the option.
Pitchcom.
Of having a voice in your ear, a bug in your ear, and he'll tell the catcher and the pitcher what the, and I think a shortstop might have also might have the earpiece where you can hear what the pitch is going to be. Maybe the shortstop and center fielder. I forget. I'm pretty sure there are.
I think shortstop too, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. And so you don't have to look in. You don't have to get the signs. Nobody can steal the signs. Max Scherzer, not a fan. Here's Max Scherzer.
Nito really want me to try it. Here's what I'll say, pitchcom. It works. Yeah, does it help? Does it help? Yes, but I also think it should be illegal. I don't think this should be in the game. Stealing signs is part of the game. For me, I've always taken pride on having a complex system of signs and, having that advantage over other pitchers. And so the fact that we're taking this out of the game and we're just putting in, technology to, now everybody, you can't have an advantage, you can't steal signs on second. The pitcher can't have an advantage of having a complex system, or it's part of baseball trying to crack somebody's signs. So, does it have its desired intent that, it cleans up the game a little bit? Yes, but I also feel like it takes away part of the game.
Will you continue using it, though, since it does exist?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll continue to think about it. I might.
So here's what PitchCom is for those who don't. It started in single-A baseball and was tested. On April 5th, ahead of opening day, Major League Baseball announced that teams would be allowed to use the technology this season. It's an alternative, obviously, to standard, signals, as Max Scherzer talked about. Here's how it works. The catcher has a remote. Basically, he has buttons on his sleeve, just like you have the little, the armband where you can look at the play call if you're a quarterback. The catcher will have a sleeve resembling a remote control with 9 buttons correlating to pitch and location. The instruction is then delivered to the pitcher and up to 3 field players, players who, like the catcher, wear a receiver in their hat or helmet dictating the chosen pitch. Teams also have the option to embed codes for different types of pitches. The technology is available in English and Spanish at this point. So you can choose to use it or not use it. I've still seen Maldi calling some signals with his hands. So I think there's, I think Fromber uses it. I'm trying to recall because I saw the earpiece come out of a player's ear at one point after the inning. But I do think that there is, because the Astros were caught in a quote-unquote sign-stealing scandal, the way that they did that, to be honest with you, I don't think that a lot of people around Major League Baseball, I think a lot of people are more old school, and they like the idea that sign-stealing is part of the allure and intrigue if you're doing it the right way. If you're trying to get the signals, and you still have to break the codes. That's what was so funny to me, is that people acted like it was easy for the Astros to break the code of what the intricate sign pattern was and then immediately get the information to a trash can banger. And then the trash can banger has to bang it by the time a pitch was made. They were acting like the Astros cheated the whole year. Do you know how hard that is? From the time the catcher's done, especially if nobody's on base, from the time a catcher's done giving a signal to the pitcher pitches, you might be talking 3 seconds at most. That's not much time to decipher code and then get the information to the trash can banger, who then gets it to the hitter, who then has to process auditorially what he's hearing and what the pitch is going to be. That was always, to me, so overblown as to act like this was easy to do on a regular basis when teams can change signs every single inning, especially if they think you have their signs, they're going to be changing signs even more frequently. They're going to be complex. That's why Max Scherzer didn't care, because Max Scherzer thinks, you're not going to get my signs. You can't decode my signs. I've got a great system in place. So I think some of that has been overblown, and I do think that a lot of people around Major League Baseball, they like the allure and intrigue of, can I hide my pitches? Can I read tip pitches? That is part of baseball. That always has been. And one of the things that Alex Cora was great at, yes, Alex Cora was instrumental in helping to not only bring in but also also expand the Astros sign stealing along with Carlos Beltran. But Alex Cora was also known as the guy who picked up tells. He picked up – do you know who else picks up tells? Defensive linemen. Defensive linemen pick up tells from an offensive lineman in terms of how heavy they are on a hand. We'll tell them if it's going to be a running play. If they're lighter on their hand, that means they're either going to be in pass pro or they're going to be a moving, they're going to be pulling. So there's tells. Pass rushers talk about tells for offensive tackles. Offensive tackles look at a pass rusher's as his left foot forward or his right foot, because that determines how early he can make an inside move. If your right foot is forward, you know, if your right foot is back, then your first step, if your first step is forward with your left foot, then you cannot make an inside move until your third step. If the converse is true, if your left leg is back, then you can make an inside move on your second step. You play poker. I don't know if you look for tells or not. I think professional players will look. But you read, but you understand.
No, you absolutely look for tells.
But some of your tells are not physical, like he darts his eyes.
No.
When you play poker, you
start
to get.
How long it takes to make a bet.
That's one. Mm. Or also, you get a sense for how quickly someone bets or how they play certain hands. You remember historically how they do that.
Yep.
You know, it's not different in baseball. Baseball's full of tells. There's just a greater opportunity to read those tells. And so I think just the common misconception is that sign stealing is evil or bad. That's not true. It's a natural part of sports. In basketball, it doesn't happen as much in basketball, but football, there's a lot of reading tells. There's a lot of reading eyes. There's a lot of disguised coverages. You know what disguised coverage is? Nothing more than signs, is nothing more than a catcher giving signals. That's all it is. When you're disguising your coverage, you're trying to fool the hitter, which is the quarterback, about what pitch is coming. Coverage is coming. It's no different. You're playing the game. You're trying to play the game of what you're going to do, and you try to disguise it. And football has a lot of disguises, and baseball has a lot of disguises. And what Max Scherzer's saying, yeah, I think there's probably some validity to it. However, with that said, one thing you can say about baseball is it's been full of cheaters forever, and they will go above and beyond the regular cheating. The Astros went above and beyond. Spitballs are above and beyond. Scuff baseballs are above and beyond. Steroids are above and beyond.
Is it beyond the Astros to have some kind of way to radioactive way to listen in on what that pitch is? And then relay that to the hitter with a bang in a trash
can?
Well,
only one guy would do that, and that's Altuve.
That's it.
That's why he's got to be booed. That's why you got to boo him, because he is the ultimate bad guy. Nobody has cheated harder than him.
Yeah.
I hope Giants fans boo Altuve so I can be like, y'all had Bonds, bro. Are you booing Altuve?
Well, Alex Rodriguez.
Exactly. Come That's on. What's so stupid about all this.
Yeah. But Ace fans with Canseco.
You had the Bass Brothers. You had guys who literally invented steroids in baseball. But you know what's funny is, but baseball is so crooked and they refuse to stop that maybe pitchcom is just necessary.
Yes, yeah.
It's just like.
Unless somebody finds a way to intercept the transmission.
I mean, if there is, the Astros invented buzzers.
Right.
Remember that buzzer that the Josh Reddick was wearing that landed on his, like, yep. It looked like confetti, but it was actually an intricate buzzer that he knocked off during the interview? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I remember.
Cool.
It's 914 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to get in here with us on the show. You are more than welcome. Come on, anything we've talked about, you're more than welcome to get in here to talk about.
Yeah,
right
stop
now,
being
though,
scared.
You're talking a little insurance.
I'm talking about TGS Insurance, because what TGS Insurance does for you is they give you an opportunity to shop homeowners' quotes without being on the phone all day long. I've done this before. Sitting on hold running through a variety of quotes looking for the best. And I was only going to go through three companies at the most because that was going to end up taking at least an hour. And now it's even worse because everything is automated. It's such a pain in the ass to try to get through the automation. But I will say this. When you go through TGS Insurance, you text the word money to 232323. They've got an algorithm that basically shops multiple A-rated insurance companies and gets all that information within 15 seconds and gets it to you. Think about that for a second. You're not wasting your time on hold. You get instantaneous information from TGS Insurance, and you can save money. You don't sacrifice your coverage. Get the same A-rated coverage that you may have now, but get it at a competitive rate. If you're not looking for competitive rates, what are you doing? You're throwing your money away. TGS Insurance retrieves that money for you by helping you shop for competitive rates. Text the word money to 232323. That's TGS Insurance.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
There's a discussion in Twitch a while back. I'm way back. I was just going through some of it, but because it's been a hot-ass summer, probably the hottest one that I can remember. Not the driest, but it's been super dry this year. 2011 was like the driest summer that I can recall in Houston history. But it's been very dry. It was good to get rain. Did you get rain yesterday?
Yeah.
Was it all over the city?
Yeah.
I had sporadic showers a couple different times.
Where I was playing golf up at Pine Forest, yes.
Yeah, no, we got rain too. I've got Aqueduct Plumbing out doing a job in my yard.
It nice.
Requires, yeah, they got to dig up the yard and they got to change pipes out. I got some issues. But
they're having fun.
Yeah, especially they said, hey, was there a swimming pool here previously? I'm like, I don't think so. We took out a pecan tree. He's like, yeah, because look over there. They had dug out all these red bricks. Somebody had just thrown a bunch of bricks in the yard and just buried it at some point. Like, what the hell? Unless this is ancient burial ground, and all of a sudden I'm going to be like Bobby Brady. And, yeah, people are throwing backs out. Maybe that's why I hurt my shoulder. Of course, only one of those injuries I had happen at home. Yeah, I remember that. Exactly. It's exactly what I'm thinking, like poltergeist. And so I paid my daughter yesterday to go. I gave her a chance to earn money. She went snacks. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Sebastian is rebranding. My son Sebastian.
Well,
he already did. Snacks.
He's Cobra Kai or Cobra.
He was Cobra about 5 years ago. He's now going by his middle name because Darius Leonard switched to Shaquille Leonard as middle name. Sebastian is just now Davis Zierlein. He's not going by Sebastian anymore or Snacks. He thinks he doesn't, but he can't shake Snacks.
No, Snacks.
He's now Davis Zierlein. Did I tell you that he rode a horse? He and my daughter and my wife rode a horse when we were in Colorado.
No.
And he liked it so much that they had a $10 cowboy hat, and he bought it with his own money that he had, and he wore it the rest of the trip, which is just 2 days more. On the airplane, when we're flying around, cowboy hat on. And he's like, I'm getting in touch with my countryside, Dad. I said, what countryside? I said, you don't even know country music. He goes, yeah, all my exes live in Texas. I said, that's one song, and it was from the 80s. He goes, all right, well, I'm going to learn it. I'm going to get in touch with my country, which I think he's joking because he also wears slides with long black socks around. Like, he still has his own look.
Yeah.
His own look is a little different.
I don't think that's a cowboy look.
It's not a cowboy look.
Yeah.
It's not a cowboy look, and he still knows Yerkes to Yeet songs. But I do think that I am going to act as though he is making his move to the country world. I think he kind of liked riding a horse. He got all hyped up. So, yeah, just letting you know, he is rebranded.
I
got to
see
Davis.
The cowboy. You got to take a picture of the cowboy hat.
It's an easy picture.
No. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't take much, but they were talking about mosquitoes. There's not been many mosquitoes. Well, you can't have mosquitoes if you don't have rain.
Right.
Mosquitoes are not going to stick around if you don't have any
rain. That's true.
I would rather, I guess I'd rather have rain and deal with mosquitoes, I guess. I don't like how dry it is and how hot it is.
We need rain.
Yeah, you need rain to keep things alive. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so I might have to. We got off the course yesterday, and then they blew the horn to get everybody off the course. I was like.
See how these red bricks.
God was with us.
They dug a trench, and they found all these red bricks underneath my soil, like a foot and a half deep.
It
could be Indian burial ground. You call or indigenous or native burial ground, John.
Yeah, or Indian.
Here's Snacks with is just wearing his hat, and look at his slides and the socks. Does that look cowboy to you?
That doesn't look very cowboy.
Just looks like some kid with a mismatched outfit on. That's all he is, and he's trying to feed a.
He doesn't look like Snacks anymore. He's not squat and fat. I mean, he
was never that.
Well, he was, you know, squattier. He's always been a.
No.
He's taller.
Oh, you're talking about when he was like 4.
Yeah.
And then
that's how he got the nickname Snacks.
No, because he always ate Snacks, but that was when he was 2. You see how his hair, he's got his long hair too. But look how in every picture.
You're showing me pictures on the radio.
I know, but this is what I'm dealing with now. In every picture.
That's not good radio.
No, but in every picture, my sons have sprung up. Like Alec is now about 6'2".
Yeah.
Mason is getting close to there also. In every picture, if you look at our feet. It is a battle now where everyone is standing on their tiptoes to be the tallest. Because it's like literally a fight. You can't take a picture anymore with all of us are on our toes to try to be the tallest. It's gotten to the point where my wife, she gets mad at all of our pictures. Like, you guys need to start taking real pictures and stop worrying about who the shortest or tallest is. But I'm not going out like a sucker. No. I'm the dad. Because once I'm not the tallest.
Hold on to it as long as you can.
Yeah, once I'm not the tallest, that's
you.
It.
They're passing you.
No, I...
JT passed me in like ninth grade.
Yeah. No, Alec was
late. They put up with it.
Alec was 5'2 when he was in ninth grade. Now he's 6'2.
And he loved it. Loved it when he was taller. Yeah.
Oh, loved it. And yesterday he fell off his bike and hurt his shoulder, and we had to go get an x-ray. He was fine. And the lady who did the x-ray, she goes, oh, you got a little bit more growth right here. You can see in the bones, it hasn't filled in. He goes, I'm going to be taller. He goes, you're done, Dad. I'm already taller than you. I said, first of all, you're not taller than me. I just sleep with a compressed neck. And number 2, big deal. So he goes, how much more?
I don't know why this is a war with boys. It always is.
It is.
Always is.
It is. And now Mason and Alec, I can't take a picture of them without one guy holding the other one down. And
they hold you down.
Just forget it.
They pull your shirt down while they get up. little live news. See, Bubba Watson moved over.
I saw.
Bubba Watson is now in a live tour.
Let me tell you, when a guy named Bubba is playing for a Saudi Arabian tour, it's over.
Yeah.
It's officially when a guy named Bubba.
Bubba.
Hey, I'm Bubba. I've won the Masters. My name's Bubba. Where you go? I'm playing for Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia? Yeah, with the oil and whatnot. You're going to.
It's not
Bubba. Bubba is now playing for a Saudi Arabia? It's over. Over
it is
for the PGA Tour. Bubba's gone. You've lost the Bubbas.
How about Patrick Cantlay? Hey, you gonna go? Well, I don't have any plans at the moment. He said, "Oh gosh,
yeah."
Well, how about Liv? Just added. They're expanding to 14 events. Did you see they're relegating?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, anything that has relegation,
it's unlimited relegation. If you're Dustin Johnson, you don't get relegated.
Well, you got guaranteed money.
We ain't doing that.
No, but I always like the relegation thing. It's painful, but it also made me care about my soccer team because I cheered louder watching the header from Dominic Calvert-Lewin, knowing that Everton wasn't going to get relegated, and they were terrible. This is a horrible season. But I'm telling you right now, if the Texans won a game late, they kept them playing football.
The place would be packed.
The place would have been packed.
If they were facing relegation, the place would be packed to root them on.
You know what? I want to say that because Everton was packed. Like all these places. I don't know that the Texans would be packed,
maybe not
though.
The Texans, but I'm talking about like other teams.
Other teams whose fan bases care.
Not sure.
Why is our fan base?
We were the best.
I'm part of the problem.
We were 19 years of sellouts every single game, and then last year.
Yeah, but the sellouts were they weren't in the seats all the time.
Phony. They were phony. Yeah. It was fool's gold.
Hey, I talked to somebody with the Texans, and it's not anybody that you guys would know, but they told me it used to be on the business side, the seats just sold themselves. Yeah. You didn't have to do any work. The season ticket people now, it's a battle.
Yeah.
They had to get a whole new ticket staff. Like, they hired new people, and it is a battle now. I remember when you used to get on the waiting list, and they'd say, all right, you're number 456 on the waiting list. Like, oh, shucks, I'll never get 400 tickets.
You were 5,000.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Like, I'll never get to see my squad now. Oh, gosh darn it, the Texans, I wish I was going to be able to watch them. Now, queue up, baby. You can get season tickets. You don't even have – there is no line.
They're calling you. Would you like to buy season tickets?
There's no line in this ride. No. You guys want to take this Texans roller coaster ride? Like, what does it do? It's just all up. There's no down, no excitement or thrills. You're just constantly going up. Oh, like a hike I have to take with my wife. Sounds terrible.
No, it's the worst. Not, I don't know. Hiking on all your vacations or Texan season tickets.
Let me ask you this.
I don't know which one.
Let me ask you this.
My hike was
2.25 miles vertical. Nothing downhill at all. You're literally climbing for over 2 miles. A 2 mile climb is terrible. You know what's sneaky bad? Walking downhill for two and a half miles. Do you know how much your left feet and knees and everything started? I'm sure you've dealt with that
people
before.
Bad
being
knees.
In Spain.
It's a worse.
It's worse.
Yeah. It's way worse. Way worse. Way worse. All right.
That's what the Texans are like. A long uphill hike
and downhill.
Hey, come on over here and pay the money to get in line to do the Texans hike. What do you do? Well, it's uphill with treacherous climbs. And is there anything pretty? Nope. It's just in desert. It's just a bunch of rocks. You don't see anything pretty. Do we finally get to waterfalls or some beautiful... Nope. Nothing. Get in line. Pay money to hike. Sounds awful.
You know what's wonderful? Is a new way to dip. And that's my peeps over at Artisan Grange.
Davis Zerline get some of that? Is there an age thing?
No, this is no tobacco, no nicotine. It's just CBD.
My son, who's now country,
right?
Decided to be country. Maybe he might start dipping. Maybe I have him give
well,
this a
shot. Well, if he does start dipping, make sure he dips this.
Yeah, I'm going to.
It's hemp. It's safer. It is not nearly as gross. It's not sloppy. It's not stuff all the tobacco. The tobacco all over your face and your beard and your spitting and all of that stuff that women just hate. If you dip, they will love this. I'm telling you. So if you're looking for a great way to dip with hemp and with CBD, okay, this has CBD in it as well. Bob Huggins, the West Virginia head coach, has been doing this, and he raves about it. And, oh, by the way, he talks about the benefits of the CBD that's been helping him out. He's got a lot of health issues, you know, from knees and hips and all of that stuff. And he says, I'm not putting words in Bob Huggins' mouth. This is what he said. He says it has helped him. If it's helped him, it could help you. I don't know. I can't promise you anything with the CBD. All I'm telling you is people are raving about it. And if you're looking for a great way to dip and stop with the grossness that is, and oh, by the way, the unsafe way that people are dipping right now with tobacco, listen, you're only going to do it for so long before it affects you. It will affect you at some point. Dip with hemp, and it's easy to get, and it's wonderful, and I'm telling you, you will enjoy it. It's 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We started the show with Lance McCullers, and he had an outing yesterday in Sugarland for the Space Cowboys, which he pitched 3 innings, gave up a couple of runs, struck out 4, walked 1. Jackie made a pretty good point. This is like a spring training start for him. He doesn't care about – he just wants to make sure that his pitches – you know, he's not trying to get guys out.
Yeah,
he's just trying to make pitches.
That could be the case.
Yeah, could be the case.
I think he is. He's a competitor. I think he's trying to get guys out. But I'm not sweating the fact that he's pitched 70 – Look, he's gone, what, five innings? No. He's pitched a total of how many innings did he have yesterday?
He pitched three.
Right?
So 52 pitches.
I think he's pitched four. It's taking 70 pitches to get through just over four.
Yeah, that's a lot of pitches for three
innings. But I'm not actually worried about it. The guy hasn't pitched really competitively in more than half a year.
Right. Here's Lance's thoughts on the start.
You know, it's always nice to be back out, you know, in a competitive stage. You know, felt really good, you know, in the first inning. Third inning felt pretty good as well. Second inning tumbled on me a little bit with the hit batter and a two-out knock. But other than that, you know, can't ask for much more. Feel really healthy and, you know, look forward to the next outing.
Cool. Yeah, what's next? What are some of your goals going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to get another couple of rehab starts in. You know, I think to continue to, you know, this is my first time, you know, on a five-day schedule. It's important to, you know, keep kind of building that up and making sure my midweek work, you know, is able to be consistent, you know, on the rotation. So just got to keep, you know, keep building. And, you know, I think I'll be pitching in a Space Cowboy uniform a couple more times probably.
Yeah, get ready, get, you know.
Couple more times.
Get that pitch count up.
Yeah.
You only got a limited number of rehab starts. You got to, and then you got to get back. Yeah. So, no, he's got to get his pitch count up to 70, 80. I don't think the Astros are going to probably, you're right. I think probably 75 pitches to start with, you know, and it, but it's going to tax the bullpen.
Will Lance McCullers be on the roster by August 15th?
I think so.
I think that's too, a good number. If he talked about 10, so you got 5 days plus. Well, I think you could be talking about 14 more days, 15 more days. So, because he wants to make two more starts in rehab. He just mentioned two starts.
That's 2.5 weeks away.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got five in between. So, you're going to rest until the next 5 days at best. So, there's a 5 day, and then you got a 5 day, and you got another 5 day. Before he's able to pitch again.
And they won't bring him up until he's ready to pitch, which would be more like the 18th or 9th, somewhere in there.
No, 16th. I mean, 15 days from now, potentially. I think right now it's the 28th. I think 15 days, I think the 15th is a legitimate number. You think he will be?
If he makes three more starts, that'll be the 15th.
Well, he said two, didn't he?
Yeah, two. And he could be.
Two more.
Then he could, on 5 days rest, he could be back up here the 15th.
I think he is on the team by August 15th. I think he's on the team.
That'd be awesome. He makes two more starts, but he's got to get that pitch count up there.
No. Now, he needs his starts to be, A, you have to make sure he's fine, right? When he's done, there's no tightness in the forearm or anything like that. And then, number two, I think it's very, very important that he has solid, that he progresses well.
Yeah.
I didn't hear what his velocity, he didn't mention his velocity, did he? Did he? I think that fastball, I think you'd like for him to be hitting 95. That is still a big deal. Even though players hit fastballs better than ever before, fastballs are also faster. And we saw Pedro Baez he became nothing. He got completely annihilated because he couldn't get his velocity back where it needed to be. Lance has great curveball, but part of the thing that makes the curveball good is he also has a fastball that's got a little spice to it. So I think it is important that he has his fastball around where he usually works. It'd be nice if Lance could work in 94. It'd be nice, you know. I need to look at his Fangraphs to see what he's been working at for his fastball over the last couple of years. But Lance McCullers, I would say, is going to be back. And that is a positive if he's good.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think you can just automatically say he's back and he'll be fine. You kind of have to see it.
Here's something I want to hear. Jimbo Fisher was on Colin Cowherd, and he talked about recruiting. He made a recruiting pitch on Colin Cowherd. Here's Jimbo.
Listen, here's what A&M has. It has the most complete package of any school in the country. When you're talking about culture of university, this place is unbelievable. When you get here and you'll see it, the commitment that people have. It's top 20 educational school in the country. Education's through the roof. The commitment that we have made to our, for instance, right now, we're building a new $160 million facility right now that's going to be state-of-the-art, which no one in the country is going to have for your personal development and what we have. We have coaches that won the five coaches that won a national championship.
Ooh.
We have coaches that have put as many NFL players in the NFL as we can. Afterwards, you're talking about this. We're the sixth richest school in the country with an $18 billion endowment for life after ball. you're talking about one of the two largest alumni associations in the country at 550,000 alums. There's 109,000 people at every game. You're playing an SEC schedule each and every time. And here's the important thing. Do you want to go somewhere that has won a championship, or you want to be the first to do it? The people you remember, the guys that really make a difference in the world, are the guys that are the first to do it. If you go somewhere else and just be another guy, you're just another guy. Come here and be the first guy to ever do it and set the standard for a new organization. Those are the ones that got statues outside that they talk about all the time.
I'm in. I am in. So, I'm an Aggie.
You know what's funny is we joke, because Jimbo gets right here and he gets going real fast. He gets fast, but he gets faster, and he gets real fast. And when he gets that, but you know what is important about that? Fast talkers, they start hitting you with things, and it's an avalanche, and it overloads you. You want to be the first person to do it, you want to be the last person. Which one are you going to be? You always want to be first instead of last. So we're in a national championship. So we're trying to win a national championship. You want to be first to it, you got a chance to do it. $160 million facility, which is a lot more than anyone else. We can put over 120 million people in our stadium right now. 120 million. We got $160 million facility. You're going to get a great education. We got more National Merit Scholars per inside the state than anywhere else. We're going to have a quarterback that's doing that. We're sending people to the pros. And all of a sudden, it's boom, boom, boom. And you're like, man, Jimbo can overload your senses with positive stuff. Now, if you've got a slow talker, it's the opposite. We've got $160 million facility. Okay. Our academics are really good. Like, especially today's kids. Oh my God. I got to check. You're so slow.
I'm checking my phone.
Do you think they don't even, I'm this way too now. I don't even like when I have to wait the next week to watch Better Call Saul or Blackbird. I need now. And if I've got someone talking to me
like
this,
I need Better Call Saul. And
listen,
it's coming up, right?
We've got $160 million stadium. God, speed up. I got to check my socials.
Jimbo's the perfect coach for 2022.
Oh, man, Jimbo gets going real fast like this, and he gets real. And I'll tell you something else. Do you want to see, and here's the other thing. Do you want to play for
Why
a coach
is he
who
getting
is soft?
Like Uncle Drayton now?
You want to play for a coach who's soft? You want to play for a coach who will fight another coach? Because I will fight Lane Kiffin. I will fight him to the death. He's getting big. He's getting paunchy. You seen the paunch on him? He's getting paunchy. I will absolutely murder. Have you seen me? I am fit and I am. I got to make sure I don't drain him out. And I love Jimbo because Jimbo's right. Hey, I'm right here. You want to find me? I'm right here. If you got something to say to me, I'm right here. I noticed you weren't talking all that yak whenever we were at the SEC media days. I noticed how I got real quiet, Lane Kiffin. So if Lane Kiffin wants to find me, I'm right here.
That's Uncle T.
Is he at Morph?
News is weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Great is right here.
And 92.5. But first, let's talk about the Morley Law Firm with my good friend Carlos Silva here with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Carlos, what's going on, buddy?
John Granato, everything's going good. We're working like a true diligent law firm. We're working hard. We want everything from accident cases to immigration to criminal law. We're taking it all. We're answering questions. We're definitely finding solutions. Bring it on.
Well, and that's the thing. How do I go about this thing? Do I go online, MorleyLawFirm.com, or do I make the call, Morley Law, and talk to somebody, and how do I start the evaluation of whether or not you're going to take my case?
The first thing they do is they give us a call at the Morley Law, pick up the phone, you got the number, pass it out a million times. We will answer and take in the case. There's an intake process where we'll ask a bunch of questions, and then we'll begin at that very moment. You don't have to pay us a dime. Just come in and talk. Talking is free, and we will find a solution, and then we'll figure out what happens after that. But we will find the solution, no matter if it's a criminal case, an immigration case, personal injury, industrial injury, medical malpractice. Call us. That's all you got to do. Come in. Go over to MorleyLaw.com. The numbers are there. The address is there. Ask for Annabelle, Carlos, David Falk, anybody. We will handle the case.
Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com. Se habla español. Thanks, Carlos.
Thanks, John.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back. News of the Weird brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It is that simple. Lance, have you ever had a 100-pound leg?
I feel like I have one now.
So look at this woman. She has a regular leg. Her other leg is 100 pounds. Do you think that you would like a 100-pound leg? That can't be real.
Yeah, that's real. I've seen.
Well, what the heck, fire?
That's a no. That's a no all around.
Remember when Tony Soprano had the relations with the woman with one leg?
Yeah, this is the opposite.
This is the exact opposite.
This is the exact opposite. No, now I see
you
that
think
she's
that
leaning
would be sexy
into it.
At all?
No, but I'm not. Look, it's a disease she has, but. And she's out there posting on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like she's trying
and she's actually out. She's showing it. She's like, look my leg, everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not like hiding it under a big dress.
No, that seems difficult. Like, you're not finding pants for that leg.
Yeah. No. It's hard to.
Skirts and shorts.
It's hard to buy pants like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
don't you
so.
Think? Yeah.
The makers of clothing don't usually do that.
Do you ever watch Game of Thrones?
Yep, I did. Yeah. I went to your house. Remember to watch the finale.
Yeah. Apparently, the King's Landing site is in Croatia.
Okay.
And a couple was busted having sex at the Game of Thrones King's Landing site.
Got news for you. It's not the first
time
that's happened.
No, it was
just they
between
got caught.
Brother and sister.
That's what happened?
No.
Oh, no. It's not got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's happened.
But apparently, it's you can't go
and
there.
And the one that caught
although
them?
It would kind of be interesting,
was,
wouldn't it?
Was the person that caught them kicked out of a window? And then had second sight?
Grown up, and then all of a sudden see stuff, right?
I can't believe I see the crows that... Shut up. What did you see? I saw something really bad. Really, really bad up in the tower.
Okay, question for you.
It was behind her. Oh, God. Bran. Stop.
Do you, when dinner is ready, do you yell for your kids or do you text your kids?
I yell for them.
You yell for them.
Yeah, like a normal human. We don't have a huge house, though.
Yeah.
We don't have it upstairs. So
six in 10 parents text their kids when dinner is ready as opposed to yelling for them.
I actually can see that because if you have multiple kids like I do, you're thinking, okay, they're going to be on their phone.
No, definitely.
They might have. My kids will wear
headphones. They
too,
can't hear you.
So they can't hear you. I can see that, I guess. I just don't have a big house, so it's easier for me to yell and the kids will hear.
Apparently, one in five adults right now choosing to be child-free. We have one in three in this room. Right here. Yes. RJ, you're child-free, right? Will you be child-free for your whole life? No, you're going to have kids? Okay. Well, then Dallas makes one in four.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's throw Raheel in. There's one in five.
One in five.
And there's one in five. That makes sense.
Five, right?
I can see that happening.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
I can see more and more people acting like Dell, being selfish and lazy. Like Dell. Yeah.
Some would say smart. I mean, it depends on perception.
It depends on your perception.
It depends on perception.
It depends on your perspective.
Yeah. I have a cowboy for a kid now.
You do have a cowboy now.
Not a Dak Prescott.
You didn't have a cowboy before.
No, I just got one.
Our former president, he claims he would be the greatest women's basketball coach ever. Do you think Donald Trump would be the greatest women's basketball coach ever?
I don't think so, but I'd like to see it. Like, I'd like to see...
I'd be the best.
UCLA
no,
hire
I'm the number one
Syracuse.
Rated.
Yeah. Pat Summitt. She was never as good as me. Gino is a low-rated, terrible, terrible coach. Ariyama, what kind of name is that? All right, folks. Bad coach, bad coaching. No one's heard of him anymore. Propped up by Sue Bird, but he's been lousy without Sue Bird.
I would win this
lousy.
Time every year. Okay, I'd be the highest-rated coach ever.
National championship and hole-in-one.
San Francisco man is a bit disturbed. Apparently, he parked his car at the curb. While he was away, they painted the curb red zone where you couldn't park. And he got a ticket.
That's bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. But yet, he has to go and fight it now. He's fighting this ticket.
Is that how it ends?
Is
that how the story ends? Because I can tell you this. If you told me that's how the story ends, here's what I thought happened. Okay, somebody dropped turds in his car.
$180 ticket.
I'd rather take that than turds in my car. Or, like we had happen, and happens all the time, they smash your windows and just take whatever you have. People in San Francisco now are leaving their doors unlocked.
Unlocked, yeah.
So that you will, like...
Just, oh, no, that's a good
Or they
point.
Have signs like, please don't smash my window. There's nothing in here, but I left the doors unlocked for you to search my car.
No, yeah, absolutely.
That's how San Francisco is now. Like, hey, guys.
Just, or they'll run... It's open. Don't break the window.
They'll roll the windows down like,
here
hey,
you go.
Yeah. Just go through everything. I've left a sandwich, some water, and $2 here for you to steal. Please don't break it or drop deuces in my car. Thank you. Thank you, San Francisco.
Oh, but if you leave it, they'll leave deuces in there.
Yeah.
They'll leave deuces. Apparently, in Yamaguchi, Japan, they're having a problem. Apparently, they come under attack from monkeys that are trying to snatch babies, biting and clawing at flesh, and sneaking into nursery schools.
What?
The monkeys aren't interested in food, so traps haven't worked. They have targeted mostly children and the elderly. These monkeys are attacking, and it's like a crime wave of these monkeys attacking people in Yamaguchi, Japan.
I will tell you, have you ever seen one where the monkey snatches the little girl when she's riding a bike or whatever, and he goes, snatching her, starts pulling her down the street, and he lets go? Or the latest one where a monkey grabs a little girl by the hair. This little girl was messing with the monkey, and the monkey reaches his long-ass monkey arm out and goes, and grabs her by the hair, and it was almost like, kind of think the monkey's got a. I'm kind of for the monkey.
Leave
and
the monkey. Leave the monkey alone.
Or the
girl.
Gorilla. You've seen the one where the gorilla grabs the guy and pulls him against the. That. And the gorilla just let him know I could break you in half. That one's a scary one where the gorilla grabs the guy by the shirt, and they realize, oh no, is it a gorilla or an orangutan?
Well, did you hear who was it? Oh, Kittle started his press conference with. George Kittle started his press conference with, okay, before we start, who would win, a grizzly bear or a silverback ape?
Silverback. Not even a question.
Oh, no, everybody thought it's a grizzly.
Well, they're wrong.
What are you talking about?
A silverback.
Got him by 100, about 70, 80 pounds. A grizzly's got him.
So what? Silverback's stronger.
Grizzly has claws, though.
Do they have opposable thumbs? Can they grab? Can they smash? Silverback can smash.
This is a
silverback can smash a bear on the head.
See, this is why this is an age old question that'll never be resolved.
What did people say? Everyone said bear. Did Kittle say?
They said Michael Jordan. That's what they said. It's
LeBron.
No, I don't. I think he said grizzly. And if you disagreed, then you were out of the press conference.
Who would?
957 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We are done.
Silverback.
It's Vanessa and Gallant next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day, everybody.
ESPN 92.5. Real. Fun. Sports.